परम करुणा पाहुं दुई जाना निथाय गौरचंद्र सबा अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद खंड सब अवतार सार शिरोमणि केवल आनंद खंड भाजो भाजो भाई चैतन्य निथाय सुदृढ़ विश्वास खोरी बाजो बाजो भाई चैतन्य निथाय सुदृढ़ विश्वास खोरी विषया चादिया सेरा से मजिया मुके बोलो हरि हरि विषया चादिया सेरा से मजिया मुके बोलो हरि हरि देखो ओरे बाय त्रिभुवने नाय एमो ना तो याला भासु पाकी जूरे भासना विदारे सुने चंद्र गुण गाथा संसारे मजिया रोहिली पोदिया से पदे नही लो आशा अपना करम बन जाए समना कहो ये लो चंदासा परम करुणा पाहुं दुई जाना निथाय गौरचंद्र परम करुणा पाहुं दुई जाना मिथाई गौर चंद्र सब अवतार सारा शिरोमणि केवल आनंद खंड सब अवतार सारा शिरोमणि केवल आनंद खंड परम करुणा पाहुं दुई जाना निथाय गौर चंद्र
Two lords, Nitai Gaurachandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare. Without any motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. But Lochan Das regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement.
Om Agyantimidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati sva padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Nava Gaura Varam Nava Pushpasaram Nava Bhavadharam
Navalasya param. Navahasya karam, navahema varam, pranamami sachi suta goravaram. Sachi Suta Goravaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Goravaram
His complexion is the hue of fresh cream tinged with kumkum. He is the ever-fresh cupid who shoots arrows of newly blossoming flowers. He bears newer and newer moods of emotional ecstasies. He is fond of performing novel dances. He makes ever-new jokes that cause much laughter. His brilliant luster is like freshly cast gold. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He is endowed with ever-fresh love of Godhead. His radiant luster is like the color of fresh butter. His fresh attire is arranged in ever-new fashions. He relishes ever-new mellows of love for Krishna. He shines in ninefold new ways while executing the ninefold processes of devotion. He is permeated with the most auspicious loving nature. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He is absorbed in devotion to Sri Hari. He maintains the chanting of the names of Hari. While chanting, he counts the holy names on the fingers of his hands. He is addicted to the name of Hari. He always has tears of love welling in his eyes. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He is always removing the suffering of material existence for mankind. He is the goal of life for persons who are dedicated to their supreme interest. He inspires men to become like honeybees, eager for the honey of Krishna Prem. He removes the burning fever of the material world. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He who motivates pure devotion to himself, who is the most attractive to his beloved servitors, who is the king of the community of those who are expert in dancing with great dramatic pathos, and who makes the mind together with its associates the lusty senses dance. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He plays kartals as his throat emits sweet melodious sounds and the vibrant notes of the veena are softly played. He thus inspires the devotees to perform dramatic dancing that is infused with aspects of his own devotional service. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He is accompanied by the Sankirtan movement. which is a religious practice for the age of Kali. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj come again. He is the extraordinarily brilliant ornament of the earth. His preaching mood is suitably adapted to the cycle of birth and death. His consciousness is fixed in meditation on his own form of Krishna. He is always accompanied by his transcendental abode. I bow to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. His eyes, the soles of his feet, and his clothing are reddish, like the color that heralds the rising sun. As he utters his own names, his voice falters. He awakens a sweet flavor to life throughout the universe. I bow down to Gaura, the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. Shri Shri Sachi Satashtakam Ki.